Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, Kiel Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. Today I want to share with you one of our accountability sessions, which are interviews with aspiring traders on our platform. Today's interview is from a newer trader who has just gone on to sell his previous business and is looking to get into something that can still make him money, provide a lot more time, flexibility, and really put himself in a situation where he doesn't have to deal with employees or customers. And any of you guys that have been in business, you understand how that can be somewhat of a stressful thing. So it's a cool interview where we talk about what got him into trading, kind of how he's organized his training schedule to be as efficient, as productive as possible, and how trading is going to help him accomplish some of the goals he has for the later part of his life. So check it out.
And if this is the first time you're joining, by the way, because there's many people who have just joined Tier 1 over the last week or so, this is a weekly thing that we run on Friday just to make sure that traders are making the right progress. They're being, you know, committing to what they're saying they're going to commit to. And it's not military, but it does help. So looking forward to hearing from Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm very well, very well. Paul, for anyone who hasn't had the pleasure of meeting you or chatting to you, just give us a brief background on who you are, what you do.
Okay. My name is Paul. I'm 45 years old. Born and raised in Australia. I've lived in the United States for the majority of my life. I live in Long Island or New York. Up until July last year, I was running my own plumbing business that I'd run for about 14 years. I sold that last July, mainly because I had sort of just relocated my family from Florida to New York. And the previous 5 years, I had just been traveling, you know, back and forth every week and sort of did my head in the end. But so today I am working on, you know, a trading business. I'll be studying with you. And I am also working on like a renovation business. So I'm in the process of buying my first property right now and should start renovating that in about 2 months. Doing that kind of to build some passive income. Yep.
So you're renovating it to rent.
Yep, that's right.
Great, man. Cool. Well, it's great to see you on here. So why did you get into trading? You've kind of alluded about the passive income angle. So I guess this is another income source. But what was your driving force behind that?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, how did I even get into this? You know, when I sold my business last July, it was kind of two things I was, I had originally thought, I was like, well, maybe I should just start a plumbing business in New York. That's what I know how to do. I've done it forever. But I didn't really have the passion to start again. You know, like I'd done that, you know, I had 15, 20 employees and I just couldn't get my head around doing that again. So I think I Googled like what are the best businesses that don't involve employees or customers? And because that's kind of where I was going. I was just like, you know, I just after having all these employees, I don't want to do that anymore. And I think I just found one of your YouTube videos, like, you know, trading sort of came up and it's definitely not something I would have gone to. Like I'm not a gambler or anything like that. So you know, but I, you know, just you're very transparent with everything you do. And, you know, I have a sort of a business mind and it just appealed to me. And I love it, honestly. I really do.
Amazing. Well, that's half the battle. Great. I'm glad you enjoyed the content as well, because it's we was talking about this with my family last night, and the fact that on April Fool's I put out a joke video about, getting rich quick, and the comments were just bombarded with like, no, I can't believe that this is you, and it's great to see that people, they reference me as the truth guy, and I love that. It really is great. So good to see you're in the right place. What are you working on right now then? Like, what's consuming
So,
your day with trading?
I kind of started with your Tiers of Freedom program, and then moved over to Tier One Trading. So, what I do right now, what I have been doing, is I've pretty much split my day in half. I spend the first half of my day on my trading. I do the live rooms with Akil. I do that every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I do two lessons a day. So right now I'm working through the Cornerstone module. Just finished up the flags. So my sort of goal is just to keep doing that, do two a day. Until I can get through to the end of that, I kind of got a plan through to like mid-June. Hopefully I can finish that up. And then just really excited to sort of get to do what I watch all you guys doing all the time with the back testing and the trading. I'm really excited to get to that point. So I don't have any trading experience at all. I've never,
Right,
I'm
got you. That excitement might dwindle pretty quickly once you get to
That's
that stage. I'm trying to be honest with you, but
all right.
it's a love-hate relationship for sure. Cool. So great. Kind of beginning the journey. What's the bigger, well, you've kind of alluded to the bigger goal. I kind of get where you're going with it all. Is there anywhere you want to get to? Any milestones, by a certain time period? Where would you like to be by the summer, or any milestone?
So I kind of laid this out with Akil too, which I know it's a pretty ambitious goal, but I'm pretty ambitious. So like I wanted to, my goal is by January 2025 that I've completed all my back testing, I've proven profitable, I've fore tested, I've demo traded, I'm ready to go live. And I'd like to go and try and I mean, I have money to trade, but I'd rather try and trade other people's money first if I can, for a while and get, make sure my mindset's right with it and whatnot. But my eventual goal, Jason, is that, I've been away from Australia for 24 years now. Like, I would like to split my time. Like, I want to go back to Australia and spend a couple of months a year there. So that's a big part of me doing this.
Where are
And
you from in Australia?
Brisbane and
Brisbane.
Queensland. So I that's kind of my big goal with this is to have something that I can do that I can because I kind of work from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want to keep that. And if I'm in Australia for a couple of months a year, I can do 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. or whatever the hell it is. And sort of reconnect with family and friends and all that I haven't done in a very long time being in the US.
Are you a night owl? Like, is that are you a late night person? Is that something you could do sustainably?
I can do anything sustainably. I've always just been a workaholic.
Right. Whatever it takes.
Like as long as I've got goals, I'm a very driven person, like I like planning things. I like, I've been watching Steven on here a bit, and like he's a big planner, and like that, to me, I'm just like, yeah, I'm a planner too. So,
Stephen Fitzsimmons.
no, I think it's Seward, right? The
Oh, Seward. Stephen,
Seward.
he's regular.
Like I said, I just like to plan things out and then go and conquer. That's kind of my
Great.
MO.
Stephen's a project manager as well, so like he loves it. He loves all that.
You can tell.
Awesome, man. So, like, bearing in mind what you've just told us, what do you struggle with? Like, what could let you down? What could get in your way? What's a thorn in your side? Like, what's your kryptonite? What's your personality defect?
I'd say the thing that sort of worries me the most with trading is just, I'm a pretty emotional person, always have been.
Okay.
So that's just something that, I think is going to be my biggest, hurdle, if you say it like that.
Right. Okay. So emotional, as in, like, you get swung like in rage, or you get emotional over losses and things like that.
No, I wouldn't say that. Just doubt, like
Right.
as much as I try to be organized and plan and everything like that, I just,
Yeah.
doubt's my old friend,
Yeah,
So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So, strategies to deal with doubt. I mean, really, it's knowing your stuff, right? Knowing your numbers, or the back testing thing should iron out all of that, because ultimately, as a trader, we're always going to have doubt because we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So the best way that you can prepare for tomorrow is knowing the probabilities of what's happened in the past. That's really the only thing that will keep you sane. It will keep you calm and poised, and it's a comparison to use for what's happening at the moment. And that's all we've got, really. So the back testing and all of that stuff you need to take very seriously, and that should help your doubt going forward with your system. Realistic time frames, January 25, it's a great time frame, I think. I think that's especially for someone like yourself who's all in, focused, logical, not really, going about it in a mishmash kind of way. So yeah, I guess just to keep the ball rolling, it'd be good to catch up again. Well, as often as you like, but definitely in, I would say a minimum of a couple of months' time, just to check in and make
Sure.
sure, 6 to 8 weeks' time, and just make sure that you're still on track, everything's going well, you still got the same time horizon on your goal, and that'd be great to catch up with you again.
That sounds great. That sounds
Awesome,
great.
man. Look, I appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us. I look forward to following your journey, and if you need anything, obviously we're always here, and yeah, you're in a great place, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, mate. It's been good talking to you. Thank you.
Good, man. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Hope you enjoyed the session. Hey, we do our accountability sessions each and every Friday on the Tier 1 Trading platform. It is available whether you are a trial member or a premium member. So if you want to sit in with some traders and hear about their origin stories or hear about how they're progressing through their trading journey, hop in each Friday, 8:30 New York time, 8:30 a.m. New York time, www.tier1trading.com.